escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios, powered by Verizon, 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston, and Odyssey Sports Station.
This hour of Afternoons is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. Go shopping, get rewarded.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Five o'clock. You've been working hard all day. You're like Fred Flintstone sliding down the dinosaur, jumping in the car. Or as Dan Ball has noted, certain days you've long been home because you didn't come in, like yesterday.
Yeah.
Dan Ball told me yesterday, Ted, like Monday traffic's been great lately.
Well, I started and then I stopped because I didn't want to jinx it.
And you didn't jinx it. It was the fastest ride home I've ever had.
Mondays are the easiest day to drive on the streets.
Do people just do like four-day weekends now? Yep. Fridays, Mondays, or off days?
Yep.
Don't go to the office?
Mondays, I get to work fastest on Mondays.
So should I prepare myself since today is not Monday? Today is Tuesday.
The news doesn't have great things to say about the traffic tonight, fellas.
Oh, I'm supposed to be meeting my family for dinner. Son of
Looks like you got to skip right to the beers.
Boom Boom Shrimp is on the menu. Have you guys had Boom Boom Shrimp?
I've never heard of Boom Boom Shrimp.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's some like not quite buffalo shrimp. It's got like a buffalo ranchy dressing on it or sauce that it's cooked in. Yep. It's an appetizer.
Mm-hmm.
It is one of my favorite appetizers of all time.
And it would be called Boom Boom Shrimp on any menu.
Just
the Chuck E. Cheese where Andy's going.
Right.
It's also commonly...
Black Whale in New Bedford's quite nice. Cisco in New Bedford. There's some of the best seafood restaurants down there. Jack Wagon.
Mm-hmm.
As Alex Cora would say, suck on that.
It's also commonly known as Bang Bang Shrimp.
There's what I was thinking. Yes. I was like,
maybe
they
twisted it a little bit to make it
own. It's called Boom Boom, huh?
Boom Boom.
Okay.
Boom Boom Shrimp.
All right.
That's what I'll be having. Anyway.
At some point tonight, maybe.
Dan, I was like, is Bang Bang? It's Bang Bang. Anyway, way to go there, Andrew.
I'm going
to
check because now I'm not even sure. Maybe it is Bang Bang Shrimp.
I bet it is Bang Bang.
You guys may be about 7:30 when I have the menu in hand. You guys may be getting a group text with a photo of what it's called on the menu.
Make sure you include everybody on that.
I will not. Anyway, it is 5 o'clock. We're getting in our cars to drive home, so we're going to give you the best of WEEI Afternoons. It's The Drive.
This is The Drive.
Swings and drives one. High and deep. Into left field. Good!
The top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home.
Stop!
On WEEI Afternoons.
All right, we got to get right to it. I may be in control, but we are a team here at WEEI Afternoons. And we were called out today.
Oh, yeah.
We were called out. The 2-6 program here on WEEI was called out by what should be a friend of the show, Tom Curran. He'll actually join us on Thursday, 3:30, and we can hash this out then.
But Tom Curran joined Jones and Keefe earlier today, and he was made aware of my assessment that Patriots' offensive line might actually be worse in 2025 than it was in 2024, and, well, he didn't care for it.
How do you feel like the offensive line has looked compared to a year ago? Your colleague, our colleague, Andy Hart, said, coming into today anyway, he actually thinks it's looked worse.
Wild take.
As an O-line this year than a year. You think it's a wild take?
Absolutely. I'm like... What, how, where, why, in what way? I don't know why Andy said that. I don't know where he gets off. I don't know what.
How dare he?
I don't know.
First of all,
first of all, how dare you? But it's that kind of wrongheadedness that is the type of thing that you're going to get from 2 to 6. And what, how, where, why?
Did you hear that? My favorite part is where does he get off?
Yeah,
like that's yeah. He just. Yeah, he said all of us were just
he said, replay it says wrongheadedness 2 to 6. You're part of the wrongheadedness, uh-huh. Ted Johnson.
Yeah, I like
Dan Ball.
I typically would back my buddy's play, but not on this one. You're all alone on this
one. Wow, Ted just kicking me to the curb.
How can the offensive line? It was the worst passing and rushing offense of offensive line last year. How can it get worse?
David Andrews gone. So you're down one of your stable. Hey, but he's gone. To start the year last year, this time last year, we thought you had two stable linemen.
He was hurt for a lot of the year, too. Most of the year, he was hurt.
Exactly, but we're comparing Julys and August to Julys and August. And this time last year, you believed that David Andrews and Mike Onwenu were going to be good offensive linemen. The rest, you kind of had to piece together. You believed maybe that Chuks Okorafor was going to be an added veteran who would help stabilize the line, just like you believe that with Morgan Moses. So there's some comps, but the one big difference is you lost David Andrews. The other big difference is Morgan Moses looks like he stinks right out the gates, and he looks like he's old, and he jogged off today.
Dude, what about the left tackle? You're ignoring the left tackle.
Yeah, and you don't even know if he can play left tackle.
He looked better today. He's better than what they had last year, I'll tell you that.
Is he better than what you thought?
He's, so far, it's hard to tell. Just one day of pads, I've only seen.
Okay. So that's where I get off claiming this line could actually be worse because...
I don't know why Andy said that. I don't know where he gets off.
Yeah.
The backups, I just don't know why he had to get so personal. Like, goodness gracious.
That's what Tom Curran does. He can get very personal. We've had our wars over the years. We've had our ups and downs in our relationship.
Oh, so this is not the first. This is another in a long line of...
History.
Oh, this goes back a decade.
Yeah. A little frenemy action?
I told you, we went a full year without speaking.
I don't know if you said it on the air, but yeah,
I
wasn't
going
to bring that up.
Hey, the beauty about Tom Curran is you can talk to him and you can resolve your issues just airing it out.
Yeah.
He's like, you can air it out with Tom and you can move on.
I think we will. I think we might do it on the air. We'll air it out at 3:30 on Thursday. But yeah, he didn't care for my take, much like social media. Not going to lie, got a lot of responses on both, I think, Instagram and Twitter I was in battles.
Speaking of personal, by the way.
Yeah, they're mean.
That warranted a response from you saying, I don't know why people can't have their opinions in sports anymore. It's so boring. Like that kind of the tone.
If they see it on social media, they immediately go, Boston radio is such a cesspool. These guys just spew negativity. No. You know what I spew? I spew what I saw. I went to practice. I didn't like Morgan Moses. Yeah. I reacted. Am I emotional? Absolutely. Can I go a little too far and get over my skis at times? Was that a whisper? What'd you say?
Yes, you can.
Absolutely. But it's never clickbait or it's never fabricated. It's never any of that.
Not meant to be.
These guys will tell you. I say just as idiotic stuff off the air as I do on the air.
Some would say worse.
Ted is still mad at me because I said I'd rather crush a golf ball into the woods than hit a ground ball up the middle. This is the world o' me, right?
Yes.
Can you verify that these opinions are indeed genuine?
Absolutely. There is no, then that's the beauty of Andy Hart. That's why I enjoy working with you it is not, there's no disingenuousness in you.
Nope.
Your takes are your takes. Yeah. Even much as I might disagree with them, they are authentic.
So when he asks a member of the Patriots if he's at a career crossroads, it's not BS. He means every single word of that sentence.
He didn't flinch asking that question.
I didn't.
That's what he believes.
Again, I'm not sure I knew at the time I should have flinched in asking the question, but maybe my naivete or ignorance was bliss there, whatever you want to call it.
You had Ted behind you. That's okay. You didn't have to flinch.
Yeah, I was closer to... I needed Ted in front of me. Ted was over here.
I trust his reach.
Plus, Ted just ditched me, threw me to the side, didn't even have my back.
I was like,
Curran.
You're on your own, bro.
All right, so we also talked to Alex Cora because a little different week here. They get a day game tomorrow, and do they have a day game tomorrow?
Yes, they do.
Day game tomorrow. Yeah. What time? 1 o'clock?
1:10.
1:10.
So tune into WEEI Afternoons after the conclusion of the game.
An abbreviated show after hopefully a sweep of the final two games against the Twins. But we talked to Cora about one of the big stories, not trade deadline related, just related to the lineup. which has been moving pieces all year long. But we found out this week that he's moving some pieces, and that includes Anthony to the top of the lineup, where he will stay for the foreseeable future. Alex Cora explained that decision.
Hey, Alex, Roman Anthony has the best on-base percentage in major leagues in the last 45 plate appearances. And I'm guessing that's why you basically said for the foreseeable future he's going to be your leadoff. But it was also to benefit maybe Jaron Duran, seeing how that him being moved down in the lineup is kind of woke him up. Is that part of why you said it so definitively a couple days ago?
Both, yeah. On-base percentage skills of Roman. You put him ahead of Alex. They have to make decisions. Hopefully he doesn't have to face too many lefties, because he'll be sandwiched in between. Well, in this case, I think we got Toro hitting ninth and Alex hitting second, but most of the time it's going to be Sedan hitting ninth, Roman leading off, and Alex hitting second. So they have to make a decision. Do we bring a lefty for Anthony? And if they do, Alex is having his best season against lefties in his career, so we'll take advantage of it. And Roman is going to be okay against lefties. With Jaron, I think hitting third will benefit him, kind of like watch the game, slow down the at-bats. He's been really good with men on. And at the same time, and I know it sounds weird, we're going to just give him the green light, you know, hitting third just to put pressure on the opposition. Hopefully Trevor can get more fastballs and then just put pressure on the pitcher. And so far, so good. I think Jaron is having an outstanding month of July, controlling the strike zone, walks are up, hitting the ball hard. So I think those are three. The ways we rearrange it, it feels good right now, and hopefully continues to produce.
Did we like that answer? Did we like the reasoning behind not only why Anthony is going to the top of the lineup, but also why he's being sort of announced as this is his job?
I liked it more on the Duran side, but just specific to Anthony, he almost exclusively hit as the leadoff hitter in Worcester before they called him up. So this is a very comfortable spot for him in the lineup. And I've argued this since he came up. He is better at bats than anybody on the team. He is more patient. He has a better eye. He's willing to take these pitches, Ted, that are an inch or two off the black that anybody, given his experience, like, go ahead, man, you can swing, make a mistake on that one. Right. I'm not even going to hold it against you, but it fits his game and his at-bats extremely well. And I really like the move down for Duran, because we were having a conversation, it's gone on air and off, about how his game is so mental. He gets in his head about every single thing. So when you're the leadoff hitter, you got to try to take as many pitches as possible to try to set up the rest of your lineup to see the guys' full arsenal so they're ready to go. So that's a responsibility. You can't steal all the time because you have your high leverage guys right behind you. So now you're the third hitter. Go up, swing the bat. It's as archaic as it can possibly be for Duran, but I think it helps him simplify the game a little bit, and that makes him a whole lot better.
Yeah, he's been in that three hole for, I think you said, six of the last seven games, and you can see that it's made a difference. I think it's just too much pressure being the leadoff. Because everything's like, well, he's got to spark the offense by getting on. And I just think, you know what, he's better off if you don't put that amount of pressure on him. He's already so hard on himself, like Dan just said, that I think just being the first guy to walk up and to see pitches is probably too much for him. And to Dan's point, Roman Anthony, for a rookie, do you ever see a rookie that comfortable at the plate?
Nope. He's special. There's a reason people are saying these things that we've heard Cora and others say about him within the organization, or the media crew that's getting it from others in the organization.
Bregman calls him Yordan Alvarez every time he can, who's one of the most dominant hitters and left-handed hitters in the league. And yes, there are still the rookie strikeout numbers, which you have pointed out, which is true, but I am more than willing to let him work through some of those, especially against lefties, for all the good that he's bringing. So, I mean, clutch time yesterday, turning around 100 miles an hour in on his hands to drive in the go-ahead run, that's special stuff.
And did you guys notice the talk? And I think maybe Middlebrooks brought it up last night on the broadcast, that the one thing they're asking him to do is, it's funny because he's not doing this in a driveline organization, is get the ball in the air a little bit because he has such a high exit velocity, but a lot of them are ground balls, and they're trying to get him to just get under it a little bit for some line drives and potentially power home runs, gaps, hit the ball to the ballpark. Everybody remembers that, whatever it was, 497-foot home run he hit for the Woo Sox.
Yeah.
That's the one thing they're getting him to do. But, yeah, he has great at-bats. He doesn't flinch. It's all the stuff Cora told us about spring training and how he just gets it and he's mature beyond his years and all of those things. And we're seeing it. And if he hadn't had that rash of strikeouts, his numbers would be ridiculous.
Yes.
Like, the only time he's gotten out over, like, the last month and a half is when he struck out, like, 17 times in whatever those at-bats were. So he is, as much as I don't like to put the cart before the horse, he's special. He there's a special nature, the natural type thing. He's the natural.
I can look it up, or I can just ask real quick. What's his numbers as far as stealing bases? Because that was Jared. The whole thing was get Jared Duran on first base so we can steal second.
Yeah, he's stolen two, caught once.
That
so
was
far,
last night.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah,
that's the one maybe thing you kind in my you know where you go. I wish he was that. Maybe was something that was a little more of a strength because
yeah.
As long as you're
yeah.
if you have a high OBP, you know.
Absolutely.
That, to me, it counters not
especially
being
if
the
your
best.
Guy does his job coming up after him.
And Breggy will do his job.
If he's on base a lot, Breggy will move him over.
There's right. kind of a change in thinking a little bit, too, on that. Like, 10 years ago, Kyle Schwarber would have never been a leadoff
right.
hitter. But the Red Sox hit him there. The Phillies hit him there because,
yep.
Moneyball, say it with me, he gets on base.
Yep.
But, I mean, 324 over the last 30 games for Roman Anthony after, you know, working his way into it a little bit. But he's up to 275 on the season, 826 OPS. For 2 months in the league on a season where you were thrown right in, you're the cleanup hitter. Now you're the three hitter. Now you're the two hitter. Now you're the one hitter. He has succeeded in every possible angle to this point.
And he's one of the reasons why they've succeeded, why they had the 10-game winning streak going into the break,
right.
why they are a playoff team, as Alex said. If it started right now, they'd be in the playoffs.
And yeah.
they'd be on the bump.
Marcel, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I just wish he'd stay healthy.
Yeah, right.
I just wish he was still available, and we'll see where that goes as we await updates on his health. But that affected maybe how they approach the lineup as well as the trade deadline, the needs of this team. So we asked Alex Cora, we're 2 days away, what he expects here at the trade deadline.
Playing around .500 ball before the trade deadline to maybe entice the organization to make moves at the trade deadline, which is just 2 days away. Do you feel like the club there, you guys are 4-6 since the All-Star break. Do you feel like you've done enough and warranted enough for them to do something significant in the next couple of days to improve your ball club?
Yeah, I hate to say it, but, you know, the season ends today, and that's not the case. We got Garrett Crochet in game one in the wild card series, right? So are we perfect? We're not. Are we a good baseball team? We are. And, you know, we just have to come here today and have a great day. Here in Minnesota, hopefully tomorrow win the series, and then Thursday, wait and see what happens. I know Craig and the group, they're working hard, you know, the phones and talking to people, and the expectations are, you know, for us to be better or to improve the team in the upcoming days, right? That's not a guarantee that we're going to be better, but the hope is that we improve the team and then we keep playing good baseball. And, you know, It's hard right now, I bet, you know, in every office, right? Because you look around, there's a lot of teams that have a chance to make it to the playoffs. So, you know, the prices probably are up the roof, you know, they're way up there. And you have to be smart, not only for the now, but also for the future. But just talking to Craig and the people involved, you know, the goal is for us to improve in the upcoming days.
The movie poster of that, the expectation is to improve the baseball team.
And
expectation,
he,
not hope.
Right.
Expectation.
And he had an interesting clarification on a phrase. He said improve the ball club. He said it doesn't necessarily mean we're going to be better,
right.
but we still are going to improve the ball club, which is kind of a nod to the aggression that we've been told. Be aggressive in adding players that are perceived as improving our team. We may still fall short. But at least you tried, and at least you invested
right.
in this group that seems to be deserving of the investment.
Don't hold your breath.
Come on, Brett.
You know what? And he's been in the locker room when he's seen how guys react to them not doing something significant. You've seen time and time again this clubhouse. I mean, if they don't do something at the trade deadline when they were expecting it, you see guys just, I mean, literally. Like going a funk?
Yeah.
Like it just
as
goes.
As they should.
And Cora knows that. And that's what he's worried about.
If we're not all in this together, and that means you guys up there in those offices helping us guys down here on this field, that creates a weird angst or anxiety or vibe or whatever.
It's such a weird dynamic in sports, right?
Yes.
I mean, I'm trying to equate that in football. There's nothing really. Baseball's so unique in that the front office really is its own separate entity to the clubhouse.
The other thing that I find interesting is everybody wants them to improve this baseball team, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, it can't be everybody because there's 26 guys on the baseball team. Let's just say they add two guys.
Mm-hmm.
That means two of y'all don't have a job anymore.
anymore.
Well,
so
yeah.
Do you really want them to improve the baseball team? Because you won't be on the baseball team if they improve the baseball team.
It depends what position they improve in.
Right. I mean, it's a weird dynamic. If you're, Richard Fitz, a back-end starter, or if you're David Hamilton and they add somebody, like, you could be the odd man out. So you want them to be better because you want to go to the World Series. Well, but you might not get invited to the World Series.
24 of the 26 want the team to,
absolutely,
to get better.
It's a weird dynamic.
Well, it's unique timing, too. So the Red Sox sent down Richard Fitz again. They called up Cooper Criswell just to have a little bit of a bullpen help because they got, they're struggling the last
Can
few
I make
days.
The woo sign?
Absolutely. Well, but I'll give you a reason to woo because that legitimately opens up the spot in your starting rotation. So you don't even have to worry about Richard Fitz or, however he feels about it.
Ryan.
There is, I looked on ESPN, they updated their pitching probables, and it's, 1, 2, 3, 4, blank. And so it looks like a spot where, Joe Ryan would fit in pretty nicely, Slot in against Houston sometime this weekend.
You go Friday night, Crochet. You go Saturday, Joe Ryan against Houston.
Boom.
I would take that.
Literally, yeah, that's your 1-2, and then it's Giolito, Bayo, Buell. There's your 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah.
They might never lose again.
You're
cooking with
that.
Remember Morgan Magic? What was that, 23 straight? What if you have 23 straight in the month of August? You're going to the World Series, baby. Speaking of projections and expectations, we'll close out the drive here. We haven't had a chance to do it. I was at practice. Ted was at practice. Dan Ball has listened to everything we've had to say. He's heard all the reports.
I read.
Watches. I quantify. So we're at that point in the show where we need to do our daily update of the Patriots' projected record for this season. I dropped a full game yesterday. I'll go first here. I'm optimistic off today. There was more that I liked than I didn't like off of today. So from the 7-10 mark yesterday, correct, Stiz?
Yes, you are at 7. Actually, do you want me to really quick go around the room?
Sure, go ahead.
So right now we have Andy at 7, Dan at 7.5. Nick hasn't been in a couple days. He's at 9.5. Also, we have yet to get Ted on the record for this. So today will be kind of his.
Well, then Ted's going first. On the record, after what you saw at training camp practice.
And he's had a couple days now.
Couple days to ruminate on it and all that. We've had the non-padded practices and now the padded practices. Your updated win total projection for the New England Patriots is?
You guys know what my original prediction was.
10-7.
10 wins, right? So here's what I'll say. I would say after watching today, I wouldn't change it at all. However, I haven't gotten to talk on the fact that Christian Gonzalez got hurt.
Yes.
And so that being the fact that he wasn't out there today, I got to dock at least half a game.
Yep.
Because Christian Gonzalez. So I'm going down. Even though they didn't do anything today with the guys that were out there to dissuade me from them winning 10 games, the fact that Christian Gonzalez was on the field, I take half a game off. So I got it. I'm at 9.5.
Yeah, that's how I dropped him a full game yesterday. Christian Gonzalez combined with Davis. And
he almost
the whole
wanted
thing.
To say a full game. That's really what he's worth.
It's huge.
It's a huge
If this
loss.
Was baseball wins above replacement and your replacement is Alec Austin or Isaiah Bolden or one of these guys from all pro to that, no offense, but that's a full game. I'm going upwards today.
Whoa.
I'm going upwards. I liked the good that I saw from Drake May, didn't like the bad. I actually liked Will Campbell on total and sort of the total of what I saw today. So I was down at 7. I'm up to 7.5 wins today. We're moving on up.
For a team that has a worse offensive line than last year, that's interesting how that works.
More talent. I'm not sure
just
those,
around all the other positions.
When Travion Henderson goes 85 yards for a touchdown, he can wave at his bad offensive line as he enters the end zone, baby.
Okay.
He don't need no hole. He's an athlete. Dan Ball, did you weigh in?
Not yet. No. I am standing pat. I think you had some question marks from May today in terms of the short yardage accuracy, but you liked what you saw from Kayshon Booty. Andy Barragalis was back on and went 6-for-6 today. Parker Romo did not kick, but he was good yesterday. So it looks like he was able to make a day over day improvement. Still very concerned about just the state of the cornerback room in general, but I didn't see enough today to sway me a half a game up or down. So I'm going to stand pat at my 7.5.
I wonder what Mike Vrabel would think about this exercise on a daily basis, us adjusting his win total based on a practice.
I can tell you what he'd think about it.
He wouldn't be able to say it on air.
Nope.
It would not be FCC friendly. Coming up here on WEEI Afternoons, it's Tuesday. It's 5:30. That means we take Tuesday time where we revisit a take that we had and we either beep, 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 back it up, or we double down on it. What will we do? What will it be? It's up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But for the final time today, he can update you on any Joe Ryan rumors. It is Dan Ball with What's Trending.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. The Red Sox fell to the Twins in walk-off fashion last night. The final score was 5-4. Game 2 of that series is tonight in Minnesota. First pitch at 7:40. Lucas Giolito takes the ball for the Red Sox. Here's your lineup for tonight as Roman Anthony leads off once again. He's your DH tonight with Alex Bregman at third, Jarren Duran in left. Trevor Story is your shortstop with Willy Abreu out in right. Carlos Narvaez your catcher. Abraham Toro at first, David Hamilton at second, and Seidon Rafaela is in center field. And he bats ninth. You can listen to the game on WEEI FM 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Mass Mutual pregame show with Christian Arcanis tonight at 6:40. And Will Fleming and Mike Monaco have the call of the game. The MLB trade deadline is on Thursday at 6 p.m. The latest news from around the league, Diamondbacks third baseman and trade candidate Yohannio Suarez was hit on the hand by a 95.6 mile per hour pitch last night and had to leave the game. X-rays on the hand were negative. And new within the hour, the Blue Jays are acquiring right-handed pitcher Sir Anthony Dominguez from the Orioles for a right-handed pitching prospect. And for Andy Hart, who's no longer in the room, his Joe Ryan update, there is none as of 5:26 here on July the 29th. The Patriots completed their sixth day of training camp. Cornerback Christian Gonzalez did not practice, but he showed up near the end of practice in shorts, a t-shirt, a hat, and a sleeve on his left leg. The Patriots return to the field tomorrow at 10:15 a.m. And new within the hour, undrafted free agent fullback Brock Lampe has been placed on injured reserve. From around the NFL, the Colts and left tackle Bernard Raimann agreed to a four-year contract worth $100 million, and Ravens tight end Isaiah Likely rolled his ankle and is expected to miss, quote, a few weeks, Coach John Harbaugh said earlier today. Visit the 99 Restaurant Monday through Wednesday for their newest big deal meal, the Crispy Fried Twin Cats with North Atlanta Cod and Crispy Shrimp, just $14.99 every Monday through Wednesday. You gotta love the nines. I'm Dan Ball. This is trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right after this.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons.
With Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
This is Joe Button. If I want to prove to the audience that I know music, or that Stiz spoke in my left ear, because I have never heard of Joe Button, but I like it. It's got a little upbeat nature to it as we roll into the 5:30 segment here.
Wait,
which
Joe what?
Oh, he said Button.
But what's that? What's the consonant after the U?
Button.
Button.
Oh, Budden.
Budden.
Button. Budden.
Just making sure, right? Right?
Yeah.
No. I'm just making sure. I'm
not
trying
like
to help.
Benjamin Button.
Right. I'm trying
Joe,
to help.
Great
Button.
Flick. Great flick.
I haven't seen it. Just
oh,
it.
Great flick. Great flick. Curious Case of. Ted, have you seen that one?
I have.
Good flick.
Along those
like
lines,
that.
Real quick, we just Happy Gilmore. Has anybody watched it? Happy Gilmore
I have.
2? And?
I thought it was. Some people made it out to be the worst movie. It's not. It is a great wake up on a Saturday morning, maybe make yourself some like fun breakfast. and throw it on. Right. You know, couple laugh out loud, a lot of cameos. The one thing that it did that I didn't like is every time it references the old movie, whether that's a character or a scene, it literally flashes back to the old movie.
It's weird.
And it does that like 20 times.
Yeah. Probably because they realized it's been so long, they can't assume that everybody has seen it and knows what they're talking about.
I don't mind them doing that. You know, like Top Gun Maverick did that.
Yeah.
You know, but just a couple times.
Yeah. Yeah. This one beat you over the head with it.
Okay. I'm going to watch it.
I heard the cameos are just, there's almost too many.
Almost
too
many.
Yeah. They rely heavily on the cameos. Yeah. Eminem has a funny part in it.
I heard he was funny. So, yeah, I am optimistic, although I'll probably be disappointed because Happy Gilmore and Billy Madison, that was my like. That was my heyday of comedy and movies and college and all that.
But Adam's kids are in it. Like, it's a feel. By the end of it, you're like, oh, man, like, I love this guy.
All right. So they don't regret making it. Is that fair?
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay. That ties us right into Take Tuesday here on WEEI Afternoons, where we find out if we regret a take we previously had.
It's Take Tuesday.
Take two.
Take two.
Run that again.
I'm going to walk this back tomorrow.
On WEEI Afternoons.
So here's the deal. Ted Johnson leaving the 10-game winning streak, heading into the All-Star break.
Okay.
Red Sox had a somewhat daunting gauntlet of games on the schedule.
Cubs, Phillies, Dodgers. That's
and Ted Johnson twins. Said, 12 games. I need 6-6 to get his big bum on the bandwagon. Right?
That's correct.
And to sort of jump on board with what we're talking about, we were having conversations. Can this team make the playoffs? Can they be a World Series contender? How good are they? He said you got to be 6-6.
Not only to be on the bandwagon, but to really get me to want them to do whatever they have to do at the trade deadline.
Okay. So we have 2 games left. They are 4-6, right?
Yep.
So they need to go 2-0 next 2 days against the Twins to be 6-6. Do you stand by it? If they lose one of those games, if they are not a 6-6 baseball team going into Thursday, are you not on the bandwagon? Do you not believe they should invest? Should they not be all in? Are they not a contender, Ted Johnson?
I mean, I like the take. I think that was a good take by me.
Okay, was it?
But I'm going to walk it back.
Oh, beep, beep,
because,
beep.
Like, last night to me was kind of a fluky loss, a little bit fluky. I don't know. I want to really like this team. I believe in this team. Maybe, you know, you see Bregman, you know, they're coming back from behind. You see things starting to click for Roman Anthony. I don't know. It's a likable team. So I'm at this point where, screw 6-6. At this point, I want them to do something.
Okay.
I am all in on them doing something. Back it up, baby.
Wow.
Yeah.
I thought you were a hard grader. I didn't think you'd back off like
I come out, a professor one time told me this. I was an adjunct professor, I don't know if you know this, for a couple of years at Suffolk.
Brag.
I asked him for some advice. He says, Ted, don't smile till Christmas. That's what he told me. And so
I like that.
It's come out with Christmas. Kind of a hard edge.
Andy's been trying that this year.
Yeah. It'd be nice if you just smiled ever, you know, instead of just always being the hard. Oh, no.
My heart grew 3 sizes today.
But so I've kind of backed off on that, and I feel like, you know what, this team's worthy of investing in. And so that's what I hope they do.
Yeah. I'm with you. Like, I thought it was fine for you to kind of put 500. You know, good opposition, good teams, whatever, regardless of what the Dodgers
division leaders,
were. Like, the whole thing.
Playoff caliber opponents.
All of them.
But to me, you've been a 500 baseball team. Even if the record doesn't end up saying 6-6, 500, I keep throwing out that first game in Chicago where it was walk, home run, and you lose the game. Like, other than those 3 batters, you were fine that day. You could have stolen that game. Last night.
No better example than last night.
If there's not a tsunami, nor'easter, midwester, whatever the hell that was that blew through Minnesota, you probably win that baseball game. You came back. You did good things before you kind of got porked. And Alex Cora agreed with us that they kind of got porked.
Yeah.
The way he
described
that.
Yeah.
Before you got porked by the weather and the grounds crew and all that, you did good things. Like, That's playoff baseball, no? A guy gets on, you bring in your pinch runner, he steals second, he steals third, and then your hotshot prospect drives him in and you take the lead? And that's playoff baseball.
You've seen that over this stretch, too. You've seen Chapman come in the seventh and then pitch into the eighth inning. I know it didn't work, but that is situational matchups that you see in playoff baseball for sure.
They have a really good home record, right?
Yep.
I mean, they have one of the best starting pitchers in Garrett Crochet. They had, but going before last night's game, they had the fourth-ranked bullpen in Major League Baseball.
Mm-hmm.
When they were at this time last year, they were 24th. Like, they've considerably improved their bullpen. You got Alex Bregman. There's just so many things that you look at and you go, man, they're close. Man, they could be they could be something. And so, to me, when you consider those other things, it's hard for me not to see a team wanting to invest.
And we talked about coming out of the All-Star break. Oh, the strength of schedule is out of control. You are now through your gauntlet of what you're dealing with in the second half. They've now dropped down to the 14th hardest strength of schedule remaining. You have three with the Blue Jays, which is a bit later, three with Detroit, six with Houston, three with San Diego, three with Tampa Bay. You got seven left with the Yankees, who you have stomped. And now they have no idea if they're going to see Aaron Judge for a while or not. But on the other side, Pirates, six against the A's, six against the Orioles, another two against the Twins. Like, you have some chances to really kind of hit the ground running after that trade deadline. If you can ideally take these two against the Twins and then invest, you get back home where they've been great, like you mentioned. You take on Houston, which is a team that you'd love to make a statement against, and then you go. It sets up pretty nicely. I know this is super homer honkish, but it sets up pretty nicely for you to start to make a run in August versus falling off as you have in the past.
Also, just the bare minimum numbers, you're 4-6 post break, so that puts you at 14-6 in your last 20 games.
Yeah,
that's a big sample. 20 games, a big sample size. Yep.
That's a turnaround the expectation of your season kind of sample size.
That's a better way to kind of, I think, highlight it.
Yeah,
and put it in perspective.
And there's two games to go. That's the other thing.
That's right.
They could very easily win. Like, I think today is a very winnable game. When you say they traded their starter, they're going with a bullpen day, you feel pretty good about your lineup, let off by your phenom. Like, today's a winnable game. Go jump out to like a 3-0 lead, right? Go jump on this guy, get a 3-0 lead, win this game. Now you're 5-6. Now it's gravy. Then day game, boom, you roll into the off day. You get Joe Ryan, and all of a sudden you're rolling towards the Astros and the rest of the second half.
They also have not named a starter for tomorrow as well. So you are getting kind of a bullpen game and a half almost against them versus your second and third best pitcher.
Yeah.
With Crochet waiting with a day off there and on Friday. So again, it's all the pieces. You did just well enough, and maybe you're not quite at 6-6 yet, but you did just well enough to feel as good as maybe we are trying to feel.
And the one thing you can't do is have one of those six runs allowed in the first inning, errors and base running, and just like the wheels fall off kind of day. You lose 14-2, and you look anything like a playoff team. Avoid that. Even if you lose the game, avoid that. Other than that, they're a good, solid baseball team that looks like they're ready to head toward the postseason. So, Breslow bought, go out there and get Joe Ryan and Griffin Jackson, whoever the hell else you want to get. All right, Ted Johnson backtracked. I'm not surprised. Mm-hmm. He's not always right. He likes his victory laps, but he just proved he can backtrack when he needs to. And Red Sox don't need to be 6-6 for him to be a little bit of a believer at the trade deadline. Coming up here on WEEI Afternoons, it's time for Odds and Ends. We're going to get Ted's reaction to some audio, a story that Mike Vrabel told yesterday. We'll see if Ted Johnson can shed some light from his history at NFL training camps. That's up next, Odds and Ends here on WEEIF.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Afternoons.
You can stream the show or listen on demand anytime. Just download the Odyssey app.
That's A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Save WEEI as a favorite and listen wherever you go. Now, more of WEEI Afternoons.
With Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
WEEI Afternoons coming up on Odds and Ends here, brought to you by Cars for Kids, your trusted charity for car donations. Also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's Cars with a K. We played a little bit of it yesterday, but we are now 2 days into training camp practice with shoulder pads. No fights in Foxborough. There's no fight to these Patriots. They're a soft football. Just kidding.
It's a couple different things.
Just kidding. But Stiz, let's play a little bit of that Mike Vrabel story about his rookie mini camp, training camp with the Steelers, and then we'll get Ted's reaction to that.
I don't anticipate any of that. I want us to celebrate with our team and the defensive unit, celebrate with each other, offensive unit, get excited and celebrate with each other, not get into the taunting and the things that we would... You know, that we can't have during the game. I think I did. It's a good story about, don't use the fight, but about a veteran player. Greg Lloyd was a very dominant player, imposing figure. And I got drafted in April, and he didn't say a word to me through OTAs. And I'm on the defense, mind you. And so he didn't say a word to me the entire offseason. We'd go to training camp. You know, there's a fight with me and a tight end, and I'm exhausted after practice, and I see this, like, shadow come over me as I'm sitting in the locker room, and he's, like, in his deep voice, and he's like, yeah, the next time you want to come up underneath the face mask. And I was like, you just now are going to talk to me? He's like, yeah, I just wanted to make sure you weren't, like, a punk, and then I would talk to you. So it's a good example of just a veteran making sure that, you know, rookies kind of earn their stripes, I guess, a little bit, but...
So,
I'm still amazed Bill Cowher let him go, man.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
And he did not have a good relationship with Bill Cowher.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he didn't play all that much.
No, I knew that. So he didn't have any, because he looks like a Steeler. He fits in as a Steeler.
Absolutely.
Like, it's weird that it didn't work out there, but whatever. It worked out for the Patriots. Yep, yep. But terms of fighting and training camps and. First of all, how many times do you remember fights? Is it true coaches? I don't know if it's Belichick or others would maybe pay guys or instigate guys to start fights.
I've heard that.
What's your history of training camp fights?
Well, I think you'd see a lot more fights because you hit right away.
Yeah.
And it's usually that third or fourth day when your head is pounding and you're on your, you know, third day of straight two-a-days. And in the past, your afternoon practice was half pads. So it was almost like full pads. Morning and afternoon.
Right.
And so usually day three or four, that's when guys get a little bit agitated and you see the fights happen. Guys getting paid. I've heard stories. I don't know if I believe it, but I've heard stories about that. But fighting was definitely a part of the training camp experience because everybody was fighting for their jobs. I mean, it was kill or be killed. And
right.
So we went out there with this idea that you had to fight for your job every single day. Nothing was given to you, especially with the coaches that I had with Parcells and then Belichick. So that was very much a real thing. It's discouraged now more, and I don't think they feel as – I mean, your head isn't hurting like it used to because you're not hitting as much. So that I don't think there's that kind of opportunity to get in fights as much because – You're not as physically drained as you used to be.
Did you ever fight?
Andy talked about this yesterday too, but I want to hear about that first.
No, you know what? Never did. Never got in a fight. That's just not my style.
Really?
Nope. Never got in fights.
No one like
a little extra. No,
hit you a little late or some guard was being a jackwagon.
They know better. I'm serious.
Good
never
answer.
You know, guys would get frustrated a little bit. And there's a little bit extra pushing, but then it's just. You know what? You know what? I always the thing that disarms most guys, and whenever somebody would smile at me, I was always like, "Oh crap!" And so I would just smile, and I'd just smile at a guy, and that I always felt like there was a lineman for the Bengals that one time I was like, "This guy's I gotta, you know, buckle up and bring a lunch today. And I was frustrated by it, and he would smile at me. I was like, oh boy. It's good. But never punches were never thrown. Not my style at all, man.
All right, Christian Fourier joining us now.
Fourier. What?
Christian.
Wow.
Arthur. Hey.
Colorado, same first
yeah,
name.
Yeah, Colorado, Christian.
By the way, man, what is up with our head coach? Really? I thought.
Big press conference.
What are we doing here, man? I'm telling my son last night, Deion Sanders retired. And then I hear, wait, no, he hasn't? Come on.
Nope, just clean bill of health. Just wanted to let you know.
It's cured. Took the bladder right out.
Oh, dude.
Christian Fourier wishes, by the way. Wishes.
I mean, come on. Hey, but me and Christian used to have some good battles. Never fights, but he was the tight end. I was the middle linebacker at Colorado for 3 years. Or 4 years, we battled.
Really?
Oh.
He didn't brother-in-law it back then? Like he brother-in-lawed it at some point in his NFL career.
No. Tough, Fourier. Very, very tough.
So. You ever throw a punch at someone and they smile at you? That's probably never happened to you. It's happened to me before.
Like, really? He's smiling at me? Oh, and yeah. I gave him my best shot? Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
Yeah, yeah, that happened in Boulder, actually.
Dude, I got a story for you, too. Oh, frat
all right,
house,
save it
story.
For off there. Yeah. All right. We'll
you
for
did have some time out in Colorado recently. I'm looking at your IG, and one guy right next to you looks like Mike McDaniel. One of the guys right next to you, one of those photos.
You went to Boulder?
Yeah, well, I didn't go to Boulder, but I was out there 2 weekends ago because we had a big reunion party for my old college radio show, which
very
was fun.
Cool.
And it was another buddy's 40th birthday.
And
very
he cool. cheated the FAA and the security system, TSA.
I absolutely
he
did.
He traveled without a real ID.
I don't have the real ID. Didn't realize it was so urgent that you needed to have one.
They've been telling us for like years and months.
I don't listen to them. I don't know. You know, like, I don't know what they're talking about. So I just thought driver's license. They're like, where's your real ID? I don't have one. So they swabbed my hands, got to cut to the front of the line. I don't think I'm ever going to get the real ID.
Yeah, I don't.
So long as they keep escorting you to the front of the line, if you don't have one, then why you ever get one?
Yeah, I don't know if that theory is going to play out for you, but good luck with it.
It happened twice.
I flew recently and didn't have a. What do you mean real ID? You have to get another ID?
Yeah.
Fly?
It's a special ID that, I don't know.
With like a star on it.
Yeah, a hologram or a star.
It looks like a driver's license, but it has a star. It's the only difference.
You might already have it, though, because I already had it years ago.
Yeah, years ago they started telling you when you renew your license.
They started talking about this in 2005. I just assumed 20 years later that they gave up on it. I didn't think that it was still a thing.
So your argument of why you don't have it is you started talking about that 20 years ago. How was I supposed to know you were actually going to do
fair.
It?
I think that's fair. Like, oh, what, are you going to implement this thing or not? Yeah, what, I've needed this thing for 20 years, and I've been flying the whole time.
None of you guys have TSA?
The pre-check? No, my wife does. She leaves me in the dust.
The best. It's the best.
She's like posted up at the bar. I'm still struggling taking my shoes off. It's the worst.
But
yeah,
you don't take your shoes off anymore, right?
That's
not
true.
Not anymore.
Now you do
not. Trump's America. Shoes on in Trump's America.
It was really just the one guy that tried the shoe
yes.
thing. You remember
it
after 9-11?
It was the one guy.
Ruined
for everybody.
And no one else tried it ever again. Nope. You know, like that was the one shoe guy.
All right, Christian. Arcand.
Yes.
What do you have on the Christian Arcand show tonight?
Oh, we'll have our headlines at 6:30. I read something on ESPN that absolutely broke my heart. It's the trade deadline tracker. Have you looked at this thing? The Red Sox are nowhere to be found for the last 3 days. The last thing that's mentioned of them on the ESPN trade deadline tracker is they should take a look at Yandy Diaz, and that was 3 days ago.
So I'm
about to lose it, honestly. Like, I've had it with this.
Alex Cora told WEEI Afternoons that the expectation is they will improve the baseball team by Thursday.
Great.
So he's expecting an improved baseball team. Stick around for the Christian Arcand show.
Want to know what I'm expecting?
What are you expecting?
Not that.
Stick around for that optimism on the Christian Arcand show. We'll be back tomorrow post-Red Sox, abbreviated WEEI Afternoons after hopefully 2 Red Sox wins. I'll be on the beach. These boys will carry you home. I'll talk to you Thursday. Another Patriots training camp practice, football, baseball. We got it all here on WEEI Afternoons. See ya.
Did someone say trade deadline? Well, would you look at the time? Gotta run.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC.
Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You Must Remember This is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.